Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up and smile, 'cause it's been a while. It's been like a whole day since I stopped so you could hold me. This child away, strong in the face. Lord, you are the refuge that I can't wait to get to, 'cause I can't let it stay go. Can't let it stay go by without thanking you for the joy that you bring to my life. And not a big deal. Let it wash all the bugs off my windshield. 'Cause you're showing me that in you I'm free. And you're still the refuge that I've just got to get to. So I won't let it stay go. Won't let it stay go by. So put the drop top down, turn it up, I'm ready to fly. And
Shelly, welcome to Street Love Begins With You radio broadcast. Our purpose here at First Fruits Living Ministries is to share a 15-minute power message where we will explore life's daily challenges and how we can apply street love to each of them. Now, while I'm sharing the message, you can go to my website at www.freelunchandprayer.org and learn more about First Fruits Living Ministry. Let's go to the throne. Dear Heavenly Father, for you in awe of how wonderful, amazing, glorious, and faithful you are. And we just want to humbly praise you because it's all about you all the time, morning, noon, and evening. We welcome you into this 15-minute power message. We shake off our day, our work-related craziness, family-related craziness, school-related craziness, and put our complete attention on you. Holy Spirit, have your way today. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, my strength and redeemer. In Jesus' name I pray and we all say, amen. Well, family, have you ever self-reflected on your life, and I wish I could have a life do-over. What's a life do-over? Why do people desire a life do-over? Because we've messed up. We seek to reconcile a wrong, make a different decision, change the future, right? Well, my assignment today is to remind you that you're still alive. So you get a life do-over every time you open your eyes. You get to do things differently. A chance to know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You can start a new positive habit. Today, you can go help someone. You can restore a bad relationship. And I bet you're saying, well, how can you say that, Sister Shelley? Well, in Lamentations 3:23, it tells us, his mercies are new to us every morning. How often? Every morning. And great is his faithfulness. Street Love family, every morning is a life do-over. Say it with me. Every morning is a life do-over. One more time. Every morning is a life do-over. The title of today's message is Life Do-Over. Today starts the next chapter or season of your life because you opened your eyes. Let me show you how to get a life do-over the biblical way. Let's go to our Street Love Bible story. I'm going to the book of Isaiah, chapter 38. I'm going to read verses 1 through 5 in the King James Version. And we're going to reflect on someone whose life was not promised and how he responded. In those days was Hezekiah sick unto death, and Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amoz, came unto him and said unto him, Thus saith the Lord, set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. Then Hezekiah turned his face toward the wall and prayed unto the Lord and said, Remember now, O Lord, I beseech thee, how I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart, and have done that which is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept sore. Then came the word of the Lord to Isaiah, saying, Go and say to Hezekiah, Thus saith the Lord, the God of David, thy father, I have heard thy prayer. I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will add unto thy days 15 years. The word of the Lord, thanks be to God. Hezekiah was told by the prophet Isaiah that he was going to die and to get his affairs in order, basically telling him, get prepared to die. Get your will, get your estate planning, get it in order. And he responded by turning his face to the wall, which means he turned himself to the Lord, cried, and he prayed, asking God to remember how he had walked before God in faithfulness with a whole perfect heart and tried to do right all his life. And God heard Hezekiah's prayer and promised him 15 years more of life. Glory to God. Hezekiah received a life do-over. If you want a life do-over, you got to do just as Hezekiah did. Turn your face to the Lord, pray, walk for him in truth with your whole heart, and do right in his sight, not what you think is right in your sight. There's a big difference. You've got to get before God and find out what's right in his eyes. You can't be cursing people out, screaming and calling people names and fighting and causing strife and then thinking you're right in God's sight. And even if you are doing that, just ask him to forgive you and just watch it. Amen? Glory to God. We're not perfect. We make mistakes. But the key thing is to turn your face to the Lord. Amen? Now let's talk about turning your face to the Lord in faith. When Hezekiah prayed to the Lord, He came with his whole heart. He didn't replay his worst and terrible moments or regret. Shared how he'd been faithful and his focus was on pleasing God. Can you say the same thing? Is your life about pleasing God or pleasing you? When you get money, is it all about you and your family, or do you go and help somebody else? You don't have to answer me. Glory to God. You can also turn your face to him and express your plea without fear of death. Romans 8:31 says, there is no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. So you shouldn't feel like there's nothing you can't go to God about, because he already knows it. He just wants you to bring it to him. Amen. Hezekiah knew who he was and didn't focus on what he wasn't. He didn't come to the Lord in fear, but in faith. Amen. And even though he was crying, he was coming to him with his whole heart. He was saying, hey, I would like to still stay alive. I would like you to give me some more time. Glory to God. I want you all to Selah, pause and think on that. All have life do-overs. John 10:10 tells us the thief, Satan, cometh not but to steal, kill, and destroy. But I, Jesus, have come that you may have life and life more abundantly. That's why Satan hates Christians so much, because we get to have a life do-over, and he doesn't. When Satan got kicked out of heaven, that was it for him. And every time you open your eyes, you get another opportunity to do things differently. Every time Satan sees you turning your face to the Lord, walking before the Lord in truth and with a perfect heart, doing that which is good in God's sight, he's going to keep coming at you to steal, kill, and destroy you. But if you're doing what's right in God's sight, the life do-over for you will be, as Jesus states, a life more abundantly. Hallelujah. Sister Shelley's Street Love personal story. Long before I accepted the call of God on my life, called that my neighbor was in the hospital and given a diagnosis that she would die within the next few months. And she died within a few days. I remember being shocked and upset that no one in her life shared that she didn't have to accept that diagnosis. But I was more upset with myself that I didn't know how to witness that Jesus heals and could heal her. I asked God that if he showed me how, I would share Jesus' healing message to everyone who needed it. And even if they didn't need it, I'd share it. I didn't realize it at the time, but I had walked before God in truth. I had a faithful heart and wanted to do right in his sight, just like Hezekiah did. My life do-over request was about living for the one above and not for myself. In conclusion, you're still alive, so you're exactly who Jesus made life do-overs for. Just do as Hezekiah did. And the next time you're thinking to yourself, boy, I wish I had a life do-over, turn your face to the Lord, walk before him in truth with your whole heart, and do right in his sight and not in your sight. Amen. And God will give you your life do-over. Amen. Glory to God. Well, that ends this week's power message. And I hope it was a blessing to you. But we can't leave without offering you an opportunity to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Romans 10:9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. If you're ready, repeat after me. Lord, forgive me of all my sins. I'm so sorry. I want to receive your son, Jesus, as my Lord. Come into my heart now. I believe Jesus died. He rose again and is now seated at the right hand of the Father. I confess him as my Lord. I believe right now I have a place in heaven and I am saved. Family, I have a second invitation. That's for those who would like to rededicate their lives to Christ. That means maybe you walked away from the Lord. You received Jesus at a young age or 10 years ago, whenever it was, but you messed up and you say, I want to come back to him wholeheartedly. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. So you just confess underneath your breath anything you need to the Lord, and I'll pray for you. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray for all those listening who are rededicating their lives to you right now, according to 1 John 1:9. I believe right now that their whole heart is coming back to you. They are asking for forgiveness. You are pleading the blood over their sins right now and removing all their sin, removing the unrighteous, and making them made righteous right now. And we thank you for it all. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God. You hear that bell? Well, that's just for you, Feet Love listeners who received Jesus for the first time and those who rededicated their lives to Christ. And guess what? I have a free gift for you. Just reach out to me at freeluncheandprayer.org. And click the contact button, and I'll send that free gift out to you. Amen. Glory to God. Let's do our announcement. My assignment here at First Fruits Living Ministries is to partner with churches who share a common desire to show God's compassion to all via the free lunch and prayer street outreach. This is based on 2 Samuel 9:3. So if you are a church and you would like for me to bring the Street Love Free Lunch and Prayer Ministry to your church, just reach out to me at freeluncheandprayer.org and let's pray on it and make it happen. I'm here every Monday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at blogtalkradio.com/streetlove. You can listen to any of my messages at any time. All I ask is if you could go to the link blogtalkradio.com/streetlove and click the follow button and invite your friends and loved ones. It's just a 15-minute message, and I believe you'll be blessed, and they will as well. In our last 30 days, Christmas is coming, and it's the end of the year, so we are doing our end-of-the-year fundraiser. So if you feel led, please donate any amount to freeluncheandprayer.org. Glory to God. Well, family, that's it for this week. Thank you so much for joining. I love you so much. Let's go ahead and close out in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the message you prepared for your beloved Street Love family listeners. I pray they not be hearers only, but doers. I pray the Lord bless you, that his face shine on you, that he turns his face toward you, and give you peace as only he can. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, now and forever. In Jesus' name I pray, and we all say, amen. Street Love, I love you. Remember, Street Love begins with you. Yep.
I'm in life. Being broken life. And now my heart is like.
I'm singing.